Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, December 22nd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
AT&S appoints Jarrett Stein as new CFO and streamlines its executive board. AT&S has appointed Jarrett Stein as Chief Financial Officer CFO, effective February 1, 2026. The company will now be led by a streamlined three-member executive board, including CEO Michael Merton, CFO Jarrett Stein, and CTO Peter Griesnig. With over 25 years of international finance experience, Stein has held leadership positions across Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and the United States. Prior to joining AT&S, he served as Group CFO of Damac Group in Dubai. Stein's expertise in financial strategy and global growth will be instrumental in driving AT&S's profitable growth and capital allocation strategies. AT&S is a global leader in IC substrates and printed circuit boards, actively shaping the digital transformation through research and development investments. Dynacor strengthens group leadership with strategic appointments. Dynacor AG has appointed Dr. Christian Therion as CEO of Dynatech AG and Group Chief Strategy and Business Development Officer, bringing over two decades of leadership experience in the life sciences industry. Dr. Yosef El-Andari has been named Chief Scientific Officer of Dynacor AG, with expertise in genomic medicine and advanced viral vector technologies. These appointments strengthen Dynacor's position as a life science company builder focused on creating and scaling next-generation biotechnology ventures. Dynacor is pioneering precision delivery technologies for genetic and advanced therapies, aiming to enable safer and more effective treatments for organ-specific diseases. For more information, visit www.dynacor.com.
National Law Review names Hello Prenup's Julia Rogers as Editor-in-Chief of Family Law Newsletter. Julia Rogers Escor has been named Editor-in-Chief of the National Law Review's Family Law Newsletter, the Family Law Reporter. This monthly newsletter, launched on December 5, 2025, provides expert insight into the intersection of family law with business and financial matters. As the founder and CEO of Hello Prenup, Rogers brings her entrepreneurial experience to analyze complex issues when personal and business relationships intertwine. The partnership between NLR and Julia Rogers aims to deliver cutting-edge family law content addressing financial planning, asset protection, and long-term wealth strategy. Rogers, a successful family law practitioner, aims to help subscribers stay informed on family issues that impact personal and business outcomes. For more legal and business news, visit natlawreview.com.
A2Z Customate Solutions, AZ, featured on Reboot Chronicles, discussing AI-driven transformation of grocery retail. A2Z Customate Solutions, featured on the Reboot Chronicles, discussed AI-driven transformation of grocery retail. CEO Gadi Graus shared his transition from law to leading a retail tech company, emphasizing risk-taking and adaptability. The AI-powered smart cart platform offers personalized guidance, frictionless checkout, and real-time engagement. Graus highlighted how AI helps grocers deliver tailored promotions, improve efficiency, and gain insights from shopper behavior. He also discussed how AI influences executive decision-making, enabling quicker action and strategic thinking. The smart carts enhance customer experience, boost satisfaction, and help retailers optimize operations through data-driven insights.
ShelfieTech LEF, OTCQB LFF, hits key corporate milestones with funding growth, product progress. ShelfieTech Ltd. has achieved key corporate milestones with funding growth and product progress. The company recently completed financing rounds, strengthening its financial position. Additionally, ShelfieTech accomplished a dual listing on both the CSE and the OTCQB market. They have also reached a foundational milestone in research and development for their robotic retail shelf monitoring system. This progress has attracted attention as they move closer to wide adoption. The company's corporate update outlines accomplishments in 2025, including financing success, dual exchange listings, and product development advancements. ShelfieTech closed a private placement, raising approximately $1.7 million, adding depth to its balance sheet. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
ES Gold Corp., OCQBTF, closes flow-through share private placement, all set for Montauban property exploration. ES Gold Corp., an exploration stage company committed to acquiring, exploring, and developing high-quality mineral properties worldwide, recently closed a non-brokered private placement of follow-through common shares, generating $4,505,000 in gross proceeds. The company plans to use these funds to support exploration activities at its Montauban property in Quebec. Additionally, ES Gold has enlisted Atrium Research Corporation to produce reports on its investment case over the next 12 months. This announcement follows ES Gold's recent engagement of Red Cloud Securities Inc. as a finder for the private placement, resulting in the transaction of 5,300,000 shares at 85 cents per FT share and a finder's fee of $350. For more information on ES Gold Corp., visit their newsroom at the provided URL.
New blood test reveals whether treatment is working for brain cancer patients. Researchers have developed a new blood test that can determine the effectiveness of brain cancer treatments. This diagnostic tool could help glioblastoma physicians decide whether to continue current drug regimens, switch medications, or stop interventions altogether. Northwestern Medicine neurosurgeon Adam Sonnabend, co-director of the study published in Nature Communications, stated that this test can reveal treatment effectiveness after just one dose, rather than waiting for months. The potential commercialization of this blood test could be crucial in confirming patient benefits from innovative therapies such as those from CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., DAC CNSP.
Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ, extends SGX-302 clinical success in Phase 2A psoriasis study. Solagenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, has extended the success of its SGX-302 clinical trial in treating psoriasis. The company reported that all patients in Cohort 3 tolerated SGX-302 well, with no drug-related adverse events. An optimized gel formulation was created to enhance the patient experience, making dispensation and skin application easier. SGX-302 utilizes visible light-activated synthetic hypericin, a unique photodynamic therapy mechanism. Solagenix, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, shared top-line results from its Phase 2A trial, showcasing clinical improvements with the optimized gel formulation of SGX-302. The trial has now moved into an extension cohort, enrolling 4 additional patients for treatment. SGX-302 gel was applied twice a week over an 18-week period, demonstrating promising results in the treatment of mild to moderate psoriasis. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.